Back Burner. Created by Opal Song. Fandom Star Wars. Obi-Wan stared at the blinking comm message. Satine likely wanted to catch up, or someone to bounce her latest ideological, political proposal off of. But all Obi-Wan could think about was the clones that had died on their last mission, the injuries Ahsoka took, the futility of it all. All he could think about was the documents on his personal pad, the one that never saw the light of day near another sentient. Documents that held his Mandalorian citizenship from back when he was a Padawan and guarding Satine. One of the adults they hid out with for a while adopted him. Obi-Wan had thought it was just for show, but after Satine was safe and Obi-Wan was back with the Order, the official citizenship documents arrived to his personal comm. He'd never told anyone. He played with the idea of running away enough that it had sprawled into a fully realized plan. He could adopt Ahsoka outright and offer to adopt Anakin. Anakin might do better with Mandalorian culture than as part of the Order. He could, at the very least, stop badly hiding his relationship with Padme. Obi-Wan would make an offer to the clones, either adoption or marriage, and the moment one of them took it, any of them could take advantage of that. Obi-Wan could take the entire 212th and 501st to Mandalorian space and find an uninhabited planet that they could settle, and claim neutrality in the war because of Mandalorian citizenship. He'd even found three different possible planets, depending on who was coming with them. Quinlan and Ayla could come too. Obi-Wan would adopt them, or Ayla could marry the commander she was in love with, and thus they were family. His comm blinked again, this time a message from Master Windu, and Obi-Wan sighed. He once again pushed aside the idle fantasy and returned his thoughts to the war. The End. Created for God of Laundry Basket.